Former USC dean sentenced in Mark Ridley Thomas bribery case. Los Angeles Marilyn Flynn, an 84-year-old former dean of the University of Southern California's School of Social Work who admitted to bribing longtime Los Angeles politician Mark Ridley Thomas while he served on the County Board of Supervisors, was sentenced on July 24 to 3 years probation and ordered to pay a $150,000 fine. U.S. District Judge Dale S. Fisher also granted the prosecution's recommendation of 18 months of electronic monitoring during Ms. Flynn's term of probation. The judge rejected a defense argument for 2 years probation without home confinement and a fine of $100,000. A lifetime of dedication and service is something courts don't often see, Mr. Fisher said of the defendant, who was elected dean of the social work school 5 times. It is unfortunate that such an illustrious career comes to an end. The judge said she decided against imprisonment after considering such mitigating factors as Ms. Flynn's early and fulsome acceptance of responsibility, including her voluntary disclosure of incriminating information previously unknown to the government. Ms. Flynn hasn't tried to minimize her actions, Assistant U.S. Attorney Lindsey Greer Dotson said. The ex-dean pleaded guilty in September to 1 count of bribery, admitting that she agreed to have the university serve as a conduit for a $100,000 payment from Mr. Ridley Thomas' campaign account to the social work school. Per their agreement, Ms. Flynn then arranged for a nearly simultaneous $100,000 payment from USC to the United Ways of California for the benefit of the policy, research, and practice initiative, a new nonprofit initiative led by Mr. Ridley Thomas' son, who had abruptly resigned from his elected position in the California State Assembly. To facilitate the scheme, Ms. Flynn and Mr. Ridley Thomas concealed from USC that Mr. Ridley Thomas had directed the payment to the university with the intent that the funds be used to support USC's nearly simultaneous $100,000 payment to United Ways and the nonprofit, Ms. Flynn's plea agreement states. Immediately after Ms. Flynn informed Mr. Ridley Thomas that the university payment to United Ways and the nonprofit had been cleared, Mr. Ridley Thomas facilitated a May 10, 2018, meeting between the dean and a high-level county official to move forward on the county's approval of Ms. Flynn's desired expansion of an online mental health services contract that would have improved her school's ailing finances. Ms. Flynn's attorneys wrote that the ex-dean was not driven by greed, but by a desire to help her school, the graduate students in the social work program, and those who needed greater access to mental health services. She recognizes and takes responsibility for losing her moral compass along the way. Mr. Ridley Thomas, 68, faces the prospect of years in prison after being convicted at trial on March 30 on single counts of conspiracy, bribery, honest services mail fraud, and 4 counts of honest services wire fraud. Sentencing for Mr. Ridley Thomas is scheduled for August 21. Last month, Mr. Fisher upheld the convictions, denying Mr. Ridley Thomas' efforts to have the verdicts vacated. The former city councilman was accused of steering county contracts toward the university social work school in exchange for the $100,000 contribution to the organization run by his son. A juror who spoke after the verdicts were announced said the panel found dishonesty in Mr. Ridley Thomas' actions involving the transfer of $100,000 that traveled from his campaign fund to USC, then to the United Ways of California, and finally to the nonprofit. Jurors who reached their verdicts on their 5th day of deliberations in Los Angeles federal court acquitted the Southland political giant of a dozen fraud counts. Attorneys for Mr. Ridley Thomas are appealing the conviction. In court Monday, Ms. Flynn told the judge she was greatly embarrassed and deeply regretted the distress she caused to the university's community and its social work school. Her attorney, Brian J. Hennigan, said Ms. Flynn was motivated to go along with Mr. Ridley Thomas' plan for the public good. This was not a case where she was looking to line her pockets. An expansion of the telehealth contract would have been a benefit to the school, the students, and the people of the county, not to Ms. Flynn, Mr. Hennigan said. However, the judge said she had a personal interest in the success of the contract, which would have raised money for the financially troubled school and allowed her to keep her position. The defense attorney said the job of dean is a tough road because you are required to raise funds.